At this time, there was a man, Lazarus by name, lying sick at the Clachan of Bethany, where he warned with his sisters Martha and Mary. Her had anointed the Lord with ointment and decked at his feet with her hair. The twa sisters sent word to Jesus, saying, "Lord, your dear friend here is gaen ill." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is no to end in death. It is fa'en him for God's glory, and to bring glory to the Son of God." Now Jesus was fell fain of the threesome, Martha and her sister and Lazarus. See, when he heard that Lazarus was ailing, after staying on other 2 days of the bit where he was, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "Maister," the disciple said to him, "would ye go back there, when the Jews was first staining ye no lang syne syne?" Jesus answered, "Is there no 12 hours in the day? A man that gangs at the daytime stammers nane, because he sees the licht of the sun. But a man that gangs at nacht stammers for the want of licht." After saying that, he gied on, "Your friend Lazarus is for an hour, but I'm gaen there to waken him." "Maister," his disciples said to him, "gin he's for an hour, he'll get better." Jesus had meaned that he was dead, but they thought he was speaking of ordinary sleep. So he said to them, straucht out, "Lazarus is dead. I'm glad for your sakes that I was nabye. Your faith will be the stever o' it. But come, let us awattle him." Thomas, that had the tae name of the twin, said to the other disciples, "Let us gae and dee wi' him." When Jesus came to the bit, he found that Lazarus had been lying already 4 days in his grave. Bethany was no far, less nor 2 mile from Jerusalem, and a good wheen Jews had come out to condole wi' Martha and Mary over their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she got out to meet him, while Mary bade on, sitting at hame. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, gin ye had been here, my brother wouldna deed. But I ken that he knew God will gie ye onything ye seek him." "Your brother will rise again," Jesus said to her. "Oh, aye," said Martha, "we'll a wot he will rise again at the resurrection on the henmas day." "I am the resurrection and the life," Jesus answered. "Him that believes in me will live, e'en though he is dead. And nae one that leaves and has faith in me will e'er dee of a'. Believe ye that?" "Aye, div I, Lord," she said. "I will believe that ye are the Christ, the Son of God, that the world has been biding on." Syne she gaed awa', cried her sister Mary, and hearkened laich unto her, "The Maister's here, and is speering for ye." When she heard that, Mary banged up and gaed awa' to him. He hadna come yet to the Clachan, but was aye at the spot where Martha had met him. The Jews that was in by condoling with Mary, when they saw her rise up in haste and gae out, followed her, delusing that she was gang into the grave to weep there. See, Mary come to the place where Jesus was. Whenever she saw him, she flung herself down at his feet and said, "Oh, gin ye had been here, Lord, my brother wouldna deed." When Jesus saw her, and the Jews that had come wi' her, greeting, he gied a grain like his heart was to brak, and was unkily pitting about. "Whaur hae they laird him?" he speered. "Come and see, Lord," they said. Jesus fell a-greeting, and the Jews said, "Man, was nae fain o' him." But some of them said, "Gin he gied the blind man his sicht, could he no some gate hindered this man to dee?" Jens Meir, Jesus gied a grain like his heart was to brak. He gied up to the graf, folk was a weem wi a muckle stain sitting afore the mouth o' it. "Tak awa the stain," he said. "Martha, the corpse sister," said Lum. "Oh, sir, he mun be stinking now. He's been dead 4 days." "Did I no tell ye," Jesus said, "Lum, that gin ye believed, ye would see a kithen o' God's glory?" So they shifted the stain. Jesus then raised his een to heaven and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast listened my prayer. Weel kent I afore that thou aye listens me. And gin I speak this gate, it is for the sake of the throng standing round to guard them true that thou hast sent me." After he'd said that, he cried in a loud stevin, "Lazarus, come forth!" And the corp came out the grave. His horns and feet swelled in deed linens, and his face happed in a napkin. Jesus said to them, "Loose him, and let him go home." Over the heed of this, the Jews that had come to Mary and had witnessed what Jesus did, and there was a guy, one of them, become believers in him.